You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Josh Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome Broadway, TV, and film star Gabriel Kroom to today's show. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I hope everyone has been having a great summer. I've been taking some time off from the Early Night Show to focus some more on my writing and composing, but I'm really excited to be finally back on the Broadway Podcast Network and theearlynightshow.com. I also think it's really important to use this platform for good and be a voice for other teen performers and creatives in the entertainment industry. So if you have any topics that you're curious about, or like when it comes to child performers, post them in the video comments and I'll try my best to address them. I've been busy working on some really, really exciting projects this summer so far. I really can't wait to share it all with you. But as a composer, I've been having a great time writing original songs for a musical inspired by Luca. Both Theater Mania and Broadway World wrote articles about the songs. From silencing your inner Bruno to buying a Vespa or learning to walk, you can find them all on my TikTok at Joshua Turchin. Here's one of my favorite songs I've written for the project so far, Silencio Bruno.
Hey, I know your problem. You've got Bruno in your head. There's a voice that's in your head and fills you with existential dread. At every turn, it tells you that you're gonna die.
What?
Rocks falling, humans the flu, but you can't let Bruno tell you what to do. Why just sit and watch as your life passes by? What's the use of quitting before you try? You just gotta go with the flow, although Bruno tells you no, so just ignore him and keep on going. When Bruno says enough, just tell Bruno to stop and say this little phrase that you now know. Silencio Bruno.
I'm really grateful with the feedback, and my Luca-inspired songs already have nearly a million views on TikTok, which is absolutely crazy. Well, from one songwriter to another, here's my take on Train's Drops of Jupiter.
That she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her hair. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return from her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded? That heaven is overrated. Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there?
Thank you.
that she's back from that soul vacation, tracing her way through the constellation, hey. She checks out Mozart while she does table, reminds me that there's a room to grow, hey. Now that she's back in the atmosphere, I'm afraid that she might think of me as plain old Jane. Told the story about a man who was too afraid to fly, so he never did land. But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the lights of day and head back to the Milky Way? And tell me, did Venus blow your mind? Was it everything you wanted to find? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Can you imagine no love, pride, deep fried chicken? Your best friend always sticking up for you, even when I know you're wrong. Can you imagine no love, dance, freeze, dried romance, 5-hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had in me? But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the lights of day and head back towards the Milky Way? And tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded? That heaven is overrated. Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Looking for yourself out there. While I love songwriting, I also love performing. I was fortunate enough to work with my next guest a couple of years ago in the live-to-film production of The Little Mermaid at the Hollywood Bowl. Prior to The Little Mermaid, he appeared in the Beauty and the Beast live-to-film at the Hollywood Bowl, was in Lion King on Broadway and national tour, and appeared in TV and films too. I'm so excited to welcome the amazing Gabriel Crewe to The Early Night Show. Hi, Gabe!
What's up, Josh? How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Very good.
So how did you get your start as like a performer?
I went to a performing arts high school. Like I actually started off as an actor. I did like a monologue. I was 10 years old. So I went from the performing arts school I went to, started from 10 years old till like senior height in high school. So my mother saw that I had ability, and she put me in this audition, and it was great. I got exposed to a lot of different arts. So within that, I also fell in love with dancing because I was able to dance at some of the dance concerts there. So when I went to college, I got a musical theater degree. So I kind of was like trying to get all three in, and was a dancer for a while. Like I was in some companies, and then I danced on a cruise ship for a year and then moved to New York. And so that's how I was able to start to really develop my career once I moved to New York. So
that's so cool. Wait, which cruise ship?
I was on the Millennium, and this was in 2000, so it was a long time ago. Yes, it was a Celebrity Cruises. Yeah, but it was a great time. I was able to go like up and down the coast of Europe, so it was the first time I've been out of the country, so it was amazing.
Wow, that's so cool. Now, I know that you were in Lion King on Broadway and on tour, right?
Yes, sir.
What part did you play?
I was in the dance ensemble, so I played various roles. So I started off as a giraffe on stilts in the Circle of Life. And then throughout the show, the dancers and the ensemble in The Lion King, we cover various roles throughout the entire show. So we're one of the few Broadway shows where the ensemble really carries the show. We're there and throughout every scene. So sometimes I'll come out as grass. I came out as a hyena and just, you know, various things throughout the scene. So it was an incredibly fulfilling show in that way that we got to really show do a lot of things. So yeah.
Did you have like a favorite memory from your time on Broadway?
For me, it's the audience reactions. You know, I think whenever we come out for Circle of Life, there's always such a visceral reaction from the audience because of how it's filled. You know, how it's done with people coming through the aisles and then they're seeing all the puppets coming out on stage. And so I think my favorite memories are just catching the audiences and hearing their reactions throughout the different scenes. So I do miss that.
When you were on tour, did you have like a favorite city that you performed in?
To be honest with you, so random, but it's Madison, Wisconsin. And it happened to be one of these little cities that had such beautiful like landscape. I remember like the it's one of the five Great Lakes, and it's a really pretty park that we would sit at, and just like I think museums I went to. So it was one of those places that you wouldn't expect to be really cool, but I really enjoyed Madison, Wisconsin. So check it out.
As soon as I can, I will be heading over to Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
How did you end up going to LA?
I knew that when I finished Lion King, I knew that I wanted to leave New York. I mean, I love New York. New York is always going to hold a special place for me because there's an energy in New York City that I don't find anywhere else in the world. However, I knew that I needed a change. I'd lived there for 14 years and didn't realize that my anxiety level had gotten to a higher point. So, and I've been wanting to go to LA, you know, I've been thinking about it, you know, I'd never, you know, and I finally made the choice, just do it. And because I really am now pursuing more of a film acting career. So I'm out here mainly for that. But I also really enjoy the landscape out here as well. Like, I mean, the geography of having, you know, the weather's nice all the time, and having the mountains and the ocean nearby. So that's, I didn't realize how much I needed that. So that's part of the reason why I moved out here as well.
Now, it was so amazing working with you in The Little Mermaid live to film at the Hollywood Bowl. Like just every single moment from that experience was incredible. How did you get involved in working on that project?
You know, what's strange is we've always hear from different people how, like, how networking works. And sometimes it's like, you know, who you know and how you've met people and certain things. So long story short, I have a really good friend of mine who's a dancer in The Lion King, cause I'm a massage therapist now. So I mean, as I'm pursuing my career, as an acting career, I'm also a massage therapist. And my good friend paid for me to, give her sister a massage who lived here in LA. So I did that. And then her sister invited me to her friend's house for Thanksgiving. And it happened to be Mark Swan, who does the choreography. He's been doing the choreography for the different Hollywood Bowl shows. And so I met him through there. And then I happened to see him again in like Whole Foods. And he knew that I was a singer and a dancer. So he asked me to be part of the Willy Wonka show they did. And so that was the first that I was a part of. And then from then I was able to do like Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid. So because I was like in the family at that point. So it was, you know, it was a kind of coincidental thing that I happened to go to his house for Thanksgiving and then I saw him again. So, but I mean, it helps to, you know, also be in the field as well too. Like, you know, I am still a performer. So, but yeah, so that's kind of how I got involved.
Oh, that's so cool. And since the pandemic has currently paused so much of our work, how have you been working like in doing professionally as an artist?
It was a lot of soul searching. I think throughout this year, especially when in the beginning of the pandemic, when everything stopped, it really was a moment of, okay, what am I doing with my life? And, you know, and I'm sure a lot of us as artists have felt that way, you know, how are we going to continue when what we've been pursuing has stopped now? We don't know when it's going to start again. So within that, you know, I had some ups and downs with what I was going through psychologically. But I will say I came to the conclusion that my passion is and will always be performing. And, you know, it's what I've done. It's what I feel the most at home at doing. So where there's a will, there's a way, I'm finding. So, you know, I've done a couple projects, you know, here and there with like some independent films and industrials and stuff. And so I'm just staying on the grind. I think now that things are starting to open up again, you know, I'm definitely seeing more of a light at the end of the tunnel. But I think it really is a matter of just knowing what your purpose is and what your desire and what your passion is and just sticking to that. So I think this was definitely a year for me to remember that.
Once live performances finally and safely resume, do you have any like dream parts or shows that you would hope to be a part of?
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked. And Hamilton is one of the shows I absolutely love. And I remember throughout the pandemic, especially too, I was, whenever I'm cooking, whenever I'm in the kitchen, I just have it playing. And I've been like just playing it. And so it would be, and it's actually going to be here in LA for a year, so I'm definitely going to check it out again. But I would love the opportunity to be a part of that show. I think it's brilliant. I think the message is brilliant. I think how it's portrayed is brilliant. So it would be a true honor. So.
Yay. Well, I would absolutely love to accompany you on a song. What yes. song would you like to sing?
I would love to do Wait For It from Hamilton. Yay. It would be amazing. Yes.
Cool. Yay. Well, whenever you're ready. Here
okay.
we go.
Let's do it.
Theodosia writes me a letter every day, keeping her bed warm while her husband is away. He's on the British side in Georgia, he's trying to keep the colonies in line. Well, he can keep all of Georgia. Theodosia, she's mine. Love doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep loving anyway. We laugh and we cry and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason, I'm by her side when so many have tried. Then I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. My grandfather was a fire and brimstone preacher, but there are things that the homilies and hymns won't teach her. My mother was a genius. My father commanded respect. When they died, they left no instructions, just a legacy to protect. Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep living anyway. We rise and we fall and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason, I'm still alive when everyone who loves me has died. I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it. I am the one thing in life I can control. I am inimitable, I am an original. I'm not falling behind or running late. I'm not standing still, I am lying in wait. Hamilton faces an endless uphill climb. He has something to prove, he has nothing to lose. Hamilton's pace is relentless, he wastes no time. What is it like in his shoes? Hamilton doesn't hesitate. He exhibits no restraint. He takes and he takes and he takes, and he keeps winning anyway. Changes the game, plays and he raises the stakes. And if there's a reason he seems to thrive when so few survive, then goddammit, I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Life doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes. And we rise and we fall. And if there's a reason I'm still alive when so many have died, then I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it.
That was incredible, Gabe. I'm so excited that we are finally able to collaborate, even if we are on opposite coasts. I can't wait to see what you end up doing next. Make sure to follow Gabe on Instagram at Gabriel Kroom. For some more Broadway fun, original music, and parodies, check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to help support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guest, Gabriel Kroom. And let's keep entertaining and making music to help the world. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and get vaccinated so we can get back to work.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.